morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Dockersluth.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital. Wondering if you should have a bone density test or wondering even what a bone density test is? This morning, Sherry Bird, a radiologic technologist at Zealand Community Hospital, is here to answer this question and talk about osteoporosis. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Duke.
Good morning.
It is nice to have you here this morning, Sherry. A radiologic technologist, what is that?
Well, we take x-rays of the body. We, if you want to, learn how to do mammography, perform the test, bone density testing, CAT scans, and if you want to further your education, you can go to MRI or ultrasound.
And how did you decide that you wanted to do this as your career?
Well, it was during a aptitude test at the Career Resource Center. High school science, high school math, and dentist was a top, and x-ray tech was a top four. Guess which one I picked?
You picked an x-ray technologist. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for 20 years this year.
And what do you enjoy about your job?
The variety. The people that I see, the people I work with, all the different testing that I can perform. It's just great.
Well, and I know you have a passion for health. In fact, you sent me an email and you said, Sarah, it's time to talk about the importance of bone density tests. So you also like to educate, and that's part of some of the things that you do when you are talking with patients as they come in.
Yes, that's very true. Yep, May is osteoporosis month, and here we are towards the end, but we still have to get it out.
Uh-huh. So the National Osteoporosis Foundation estimates that 10 million people over the age of 50 in the United States have osteoporosis, and nearly 34 million have osteopenia. What is osteoporosis?
Osteoporosis is a condition where the bone becomes too weak to support you during your daily activities.
And what age can osteoporosis start?
It can start actually in your teens if you have poor nutrition.
Are people more prevalent to get it, though, at a certain age?
Usually with women, it's about menopause. That's usually about when.
And what is osteopenia?
It's any amount of bone loss.
Well, I know, you know, there is a history of osteoporosis in my family, and so, you know, I'm very conscious of it. But tell me, who is at risk?
Anybody that is white, Asian, Hispanic, anybody with a small frame, is real thin. And people that take
certain medications,
steroids, just that, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
What about women versus men? You know, Duke, when we came in, I said to you, we're talking about osteoporosis, osteopenia, bone density test.
Yes.
Have you ever had a bone density test?
Yes, I have.
And why did you have one?
The doctor suggested it.
Okay, and I know this is personal health information, so if you don't want to share, you don't have to. But what did you find out from the test?
I'm not sure what I found out. I didn't ask the technician.
Yeah, okay.
The doctor wanted to put me on a medication, and I did go on it for a short time, but then I didn't feel comfortable with
okay,
it.
Okay, so. Okay, and we'll talk maybe about that a little bit later. But, Sherry, are men and women both able to get osteoporosis? I guess I think of it more as a women's disease.
Yes, women usually, if they're going to get it earlier in life, and men usually after the age of 70, 75 can become more osteoporotic. Yes.
Okay. If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. Osteoporosis or osteopenia can be diagnosed, or you can have an indication by a bone density scan.
Yes.
What is a bone density scan?
A bone density scan is where the x-rays are directed towards the spine and the hip, and there are the x-rays bounce off or absorbed by the bone. Then the software in the computer analyzes it and lets you know what your T or Z score is, and that tells you if you have osteoporosis or osteopenia.
Is it the same as a bone scan?
No, it's not. A bone scan is nuclear medicine, and they use an isotope, a radioactive isotope, to inject into the body, and if there's certain things will show up if there's something wrong.
So when should someone get a bone density scan?
Bone density scan would be a nuclear medicine. It's up to your doctor whether or not you have that one done.
Okay. What about a bone density test?
Again, women at the age of menopause, or if you have family history, if you've been on cortisone or any other medications that may cause bone thinning, because some commercials now say, watch out for osteoporosis.
And how often should you have it done?
About every 2 years.
So when you have an initial test, you know, we hear things like baseline. What is a baseline and what is the purpose of it?
Okay. A baseline is just to see who you are on the inside. You know, we say that all the time in X-ray. We have to see who you are on the inside. And we get your T-score, which is your matching you against someone that has peak bone mass of the ages of 35 to 40. And then we also get your Z-score, which is matching you against everybody your age.
Okay. And so then that's a baseline.
Yes.
So that if you have it, and then if you have it a year or
couple
two
years
later,
just depending on your age and what your doctor thinks,
you're able to
how you feel.
Okay. So how do you prepare for this test? I know a lot of times if you have to go in for, you know, a lab test, they say you have to fast, or, you know, you can't take medication. What about this test?
This test, all we ask that you don't take calcium the day of the test.
And why is it important not to take calcium?
Sometimes the calcium will end up right in the middle of your spine, which would give you a false positive. But we want to see everything that we can see and give you the best results we can.
And, you know, if your doctor says you need to have the test, how do you don't take your calcium?
Right.
For the day. Do you have to wear anything special for this test? I mean, a lot of times when you go into the hospital, when I think X-ray, you have to put a gown on.
Yes. The only thing that we ask, if you can remember, is to wear a pants that have elastic waist. There is no stripping anymore. Usually we had to have everybody down to their underwear and put a gown on and, oh, they're cold and uncomfortable. But now it's just, nope, just relax back and let's go.
Okay. So walk us through if someone comes in for a bone density scan.
Okay. We get them back into the room, go over the questionnaire.
Okay, well, I'm going to interrupt you. A questionnaire. Oh. What's the importance of questionnaire, and what's on the questionnaire?
Health history. We need to know little bits about your health. Have you ever broken any bones? Do you have a family history of osteoporosis? What medications do you take, and how long have you taken them? Because medications, a lot of medications, are good for you but bad for your bones.
Okay.
So we want to see, you know, where you are in there. And it also helps the radiology group that reads these get an idea, the snapshot, if you will, of your health, health history.
Yeah. So, like you say, if there is a family history of osteoporosis,
yes,
or if there are bone breaks, that,
yes,
sometimes it's an indication, correct? Even
exactly.
Bone breaks.
Yes, yes. Your own personal fractures, if one of your parents might have broken a hip, that also is an indication to have this test done, and we also need that information.
Okay, so anyway, you do the questionnaire, and you go through that health history. How do you do the test? Sometimes tests are done standing, you know. Is this one, how's it done?
Well, you get to lay back on a soft, squishy table. I've been told it's nice and soft and squishy, and I had one done.
And we have a call.
Okay.
Good morning, online with our guest.
Yeah, I got a question. When I had a bone scan, they did my foot, 2 feet or 1 foot.
Yeah, that's an ultrasound probably.
Yeah.
That's not quite as accurate as a bone density test done at any Spectrum Health facility.
Oh, okay, because I grew up on a farm. I drank milk all my life, and I still ended up, according to them, they said low calcium.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that can happen. If we don't keep up on our calcium levels in our diet, in our supplements, that can show up as low calcium.
Yeah, okay, because I take vitamin C now.
What about vitamin D?
And I take D also.
All right.
And I eat a good diet.
Yes, good.
Yeah.
We would love to see you at Zealand, and we'll do your bone density test.
So you recommend another one. This was done several years ago already, so.
Oh, yeah. And it's probably time to come back and see us.
Well, and I think that's an important thing, which the caller is talking about, is we need to be proactive with our health,
don't we?
Especially, you know, if you have had a scan 2 years ago, you know, it might be time for you to say to your physician, you know, do I have to have another test?
Yes, very much so.
Thank you very, very much for calling. You know, I think something important what you were saying, you know, the caller was saying drinking lots of milk, calcium, but you mentioned adding, is the person taking D?
Yes.
Why is D so important?
Vitamin D helps any calcium that you intake through your supplements or through your diet absorb into your, you know, it helps your bones. It helps the calcium absorb. And it's very, very important. How many people out there have a low vitamin D level? Does anybody know? Has anyone ever had it checked?
So, again, that's another question to ask your physician. And I know my physician did do that. My calcium, you know, he checks on a regular basis, and he said, I'm going to take your vitamin D level. And he found out that that was low. And so last year he said, okay, Sarah, I want to increase your vitamin D. And this year when I had my test, it was in the normal range. And it's because, again, you know, I think the vitamin D. And also I walk. And walking is very important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the best weight-bearing exercise you can ever do. The best weight-bearing exercise. I've been told this over and over by different specialists in the, you know, that have a passion for osteoporosis and bone density testing, that how else are you going to be able to lift 100 to 300 pounds, however, you know, whatever your weight is, walk around your home. How else are you going to be able to do that? I don't know many weightlifters in the world.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to go back to the test. You said, you know, you lie down on a table that's squishy, or you said
nice
you
and soft.
Okay.
Yes.
And how long does the test take?
It sometimes takes between 25 and 40 minutes. It just depends on how involved we have to get. We have certain things that we have to do depending on each individual person.
Okay. So you talked about measurements taking. Where are you taking those measurements?
We start out with the lower back and both hips if you don't have a hip replacement. Sometimes we have to add your wrist in there, and that's where we start.
Okay. Is the test painful?
Not usually. The only time it's uncomfortable is if people don't like to lay on their back for very long.
I didn't have a problem at all.
That's good. And, you know, and sometimes the test, you have to stay still. Is it necessary to lay still for this test?
To lay still, yes. But you may breathe and you may talk. And I usually end up talking everybody's ear off while they're in there.
and probably at the end, they probably say, is this already finished?
Yeah. Yes, we are all done.
Good feeling. The test uses low-energy radiation to determine the density of the bone.
Yes.
Is that safe?
Yes, it is very safe. We're just sitting. We're sitting in the room with you, probably 7-8 feet from you, and we don't have a special lead shield. We don't wear a lead apron. You know how everybody's seen those. But we're just sitting there right there with you.
You know, in terms of the reporting of the test, it's reported in two numbers. You mentioned it a little earlier, T-score and a Z-score.
Yes.
What is the T-score?
The T-score is matching you against someone that is peak bone mass, usually between the ages of 35 and 40. The Z's, everybody gets measured against with a T-score. The Z-score is people your age. That way you know about where you fall and with people your age.
And the results for the test, who are they going to be read by?
They're going to be read by Dr. Pennis and his group downtown Grand Rapids. And it usually takes, I'm going to say, 2 weeks. Just to make sure we have plenty of time in there. And the report goes back to your doctor.
And then he will report the results to you.
Yes, then your doctor will get the results back to you.
Yes. Is the test covered by most insurance providers?
Yes, it is. And it is covered by Medicare.
And Medicare, we were talking earlier as we were coming to the studio, you were saying even Medicare?
Yes, we'll pay after 65, but only 20% of women ever get the test done. 20%.
So very, very important. So the message you want to leave people today is be an advocate for your health.
Be proactive.
Be proactive and talk to your physician about having a bone density test. And we're out of time. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.